Inside the white boxes were massive sandwiches, chips, and fresh fruit. Most of the people staying at Romneyville don't have homes and often wonder where their next meal will come from. The camp had a bus that served as a kitchen, but one camper who called himself blessed said the owner left the camp this morning.
So the officers were kind enough to bring us breakfast, and for the most part, as you can see, everybody appreciates it.
Officers also handed out cold bottled water and sports drinks to a grateful and thirsty crowd. The camp's organizer, Bruce Wright, said after a few days of heavy police presence, the meals were a welcomed act of kindness.
We've been trying to, you know, say all along that we were a peaceful protest, and apparently the police are understanding that now because they're bringing us food and water. So it's nice to see this kind of thing, actually. I'm pleasantly surprised, as I think a lot of us are.
Wright said he suspects the officers were glad to help out.
And some of them, I'm sure, feel like, man, this was overkill. We didn't even need to have all these police here, you know.
The box lunches were given to National Guard members earlier this week. Assistant Tampa Police Chief John Bennett was one of the officers delivering the meals. He said they didn't want the food to get thrown away when there are people going hungry. He declined to comment on tape. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Romneyville, Tampa.